Drake took home a bag of Billboard Music Awards, but Ozuna and Lauren Daigle represent for the Latin and CCM fans. Good morning, it's Jason here at Chartmetric with your 3-minute data dump, where we upload charts, artists, and playlists into your brain so you can stay up on the latest in the music data world. FYI, the Chartmetric team will be in Nashville for the Music Biz Conference next week, so if you're there, please say hello at our Wednesday night panel. But if not, the podcast will be back on Friday, May 10th. This is your data dump for Friday, May 3rd, 2019. The 2019 Billboard Music Awards, or BBMAs, happened on Wednesday night, and Drake took home the most awards with 12, and Cardi B showed up in 18 categories with 21 nominations total. As a US-based company with a finalist determined by their own private award process, it would make sense that Billboard heavily decorated two of the biggest chart-topping artists in the English-speaking West. But what about winners that are also big in their own right, but just catering to a different segment of the population? Two of those winners were Puerto Rico's Ozuna and Louisiana native Lauren Daigle. Ozuna is now one of Latin music's biggest reggaeton artists, and Daigle has risen to become a star in the contemporary Christian music genre. It's certainly arguable that neither artist should be put into a box, so to say, but the nature of the Billboard Award categories they won in, Top Latin Artist Album Song for Ozuna and Top Christian Artist Album Song for Daigle, certainly encourage that kind of thinking. So in the data, it's interesting to see how these conceptualizations play out and where it doesn't seem to matter much. For example, with Ozuna, his mostly Spanish language content obviously plays towards Latin American areas. His top five Spotify monthly listener cities, for example, are Mexico City, Santiago, Madrid, Buenos Aires, and Lima. With Daigle, hers are Dallas, Paris, Chicago, Atlanta, and Los Angeles. A 2015 Gallup poll found that 75% of the U.S. identifies as Christian, so it would make sense that Daigle plays best stateside. But a strong trend in Paris over the last few months is quite curious. In the last 3 months alone, she grew her unique monthly listeners over 400% to 105,000, while in the same time period, the other four top cities grew less than 30%. Evidence of her success in the French-speaking capital is the fact that she was added to Paris-based Deezer Music's number one playlist, Le Titre du Moment, with 9.8 million fans, on April 6th, almost as a recognition that her popularity was cross-platform and not limited to just Spotify. For Ozuna, while most of his top YouTube countries are Spanish-speaking, such as Mexico, Argentina, and Colombia, his second biggest country is the United States, at almost 16% of his daily views at 2.8 million. With the 2017 U.S. Census reporting at 13%, or almost 40 million Americans speak Spanish, it makes sense that even a mostly English-speaking country outranks other Spanish-speaking countries due to sheer population size. For example, Ozuna's third biggest YouTube country, Argentina, has a total population of 45 million, which is only slightly bigger than the U.S. Spanish-speaking population at almost 40. So all of this to say that when targeting an artist demographic, usually pays off to understand their market size and where they are, because some data trends are expected, but sometimes quite unexpected. That's it for your daily data dump for Friday, May 3rd, 2019. This is Jason from Chartmetric. Free accounts are at app.chartmetric.com/signup, and article links and show notes are at podcast.chartmetric.com. Happy Friday. Have a great weekend. We'll either see you in Nashville or here on the podcast next Friday. Bye-bye.